Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network, Thursday edition coming up. We get you all set for Thursday Night Football at SoFi Stadium. The Vikings visiting the Chargers in 20 minutes. Back to the college game we go as we get some best bets from Ryan McIntyre from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And finally, Donkster Time at 8:40. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Great to have you guys with us on Stadium as well. We always stream our final hour, and you can do that on the Bally Sports Live app or at BallySportsLive.com. We're also streaming on X. Tip of the cap. Hello, if you're tuning in for our final 60 minutes. Chelsea, tonight it is Thursday Night Football. Vikings, Chargers, out in L.A. The Chargers laying 3.5. The Chargers minus 185. Minnesota is plus 150, and the total is 44 and a hook. You excited about this game, or you're like, bring me the World Series game one tomorrow?
Well, both can be true, because I am certainly very ready for some World Series baseball. But I don't know. I think it's interesting because the Chargers are so fascinating to me. The fact that they look like one of those teams that were going to be one of like the betting darlings coming into the season this year, just because they had a lot of talent. You know, Justin Herbert is one of those quarterbacks where it feels like we are always seeing the potential in him. Mm-hmm. And plus, like, the Chargers defense was good to start the season. They start the year with a big win over the Chiefs. But like the last 3 weeks, their defense has given up at least 27 points in all three of those games. And one of those games was against the Dolphins, which I don't know if you've checked in on the Dolphins lately, but that is a dumpster fire of a team. So it's interesting to me what we will see from the Chargers tonight.
Man, I don't know. They haven't fallen off. Well, they have fallen off. I mean, it hasn't been this drop to the bottom of the NFL, but that's just how quickly things can change in the National Football League. Weren't we both just crazy hot on the Chargers? I know I was. To start the year, they look so good and so complete. And now they're having some injury issues, but the defense has fallen off. I like the Vikings tonight, plus the 3.5. But I will say it's been just a perfect barometer for the NFL to see how quickly things can change, which is why it's always in sports and in sports betting, it's always important not to overreact, because we never really know until later on in the season. I know we always hammer home the idea of sample size, but this is why. Because now the Chargers, okay, favorites in this game, but they don't look like the team that we saw a few weeks ago.
No. And I mean, they're still 4-3, so there is still time left in the season for them to correct the ship and, you know, shore up some things, because some of it has been due to injuries. And we do have some injuries on the offensive line that might be better tonight. Trey Pipkins and Joe Alt are both probable for tonight, so that would be a huge help for Justin Herbert and pass blocking. The run blocking has been terrible for the Chargers, but it's still a team with a lot of potential. But it's just funny to me how I think people really want to believe in other teams in the AFC West who are not named the Kansas City Chiefs. And it feels like every year we look like idiots. We're like, oh, did you see the AFC West this year? Russell Wilson went to the Broncos. The Broncos are going to be the team. The Broncos were not the team. So this year, a lot of people are like, oh, look at the Broncos defense. You know, look at the Chargers and Justin Herbert. And what do you know? The Chiefs still look like the best team in the NFL. And, you know, they don't even have that good of a record. It's just, it's one of those things where I think we are clamoring for some change in the AFC West. And it just doesn't feel like it's going to happen.
Ah, man, weren't we thinking we were going to get that this year? Some competitiveness, finally, in the division. Like, maybe it's up for grabs. And once again, they're back. The Chiefs are back. Okay. They look great. I'm so thrilled about playing them on Monday night. Like, I'm going to be in the game. D-Day, how pumped are you that the Chiefs are coming to town?
I can't wait. So excited. Commanders haven't won an Arrowhead, I don't know, ever.
Oh, God.
Great.
It's going to be great. Vibes are great. It's fine.
Vibes are great. Also, we do have some breaking sports here, breaking sports news that we do need to get in here before we continue talking about Thursday Night Football. So, Terry Rozier, guard for the Miami Heat, has been arrested by the FBI as part of a sports betting investigation. So remember back in 2023 when Rozier was playing for the Hornets, there was some really unusual betting activity on a game between the Hornets and the Pelicans game. That was on March 23rd of 2023, and a ton of money and a ton of bets came in 46 minutes on a bunch of unders for Rozier's totals. So his lawyer said he had been cleared based on an FBI investigation, said that a few months ago, but now things have clearly changed. So Rozier now, again, plays for the Miami Heat, did not play last night against the Magic, but he has been arrested, taken into custody, and the Eastern District of New York and the FBI will hold a press conference at 10 a.m. today to announce more arrests and to have more information. So just a quick break from football. This is massive news because it looked like he was cleared, and now clearly that is not the case.
Yikes. Yikes is the word that I would use, especially, you know, if you're Adam Silver and the commissioner of the NBA, and we're seeing all these partnerships with sports books. And he even went on, I think it was some show yesterday, was talking about how we need to pull back on props. Like, maybe this had something to do with it. I don't know if he was aware of this, but I think the worst part of it is that Terry Rozier is not a nobody. It's one thing when you see, like, Michael Porter Jr.'s brother or, you know, whatever his name is. You know, when you see somebody who barely plays in the NBA and you're like, okay, I can understand why the money would be tempting. But, like, Terry Rozier's made a lot of money in the NBA.
Yeah.
And so it's wild to me that he would still have, which we should clarify, allegedly he has not been proven guilty of anything just yet.
It's true.
That he would have the motivation to do this. And that's what's really shocking about this and what could be very potentially dangerous is that it's not just like the nobodies. Like Malik, Malik Beasley, who also like allegedly was involved in this as well. Like not the same one, but like he's not a nobody either. So like, I don't know. The NBA, I'm sure, is very nervous about this. And so we will see what they say, but this is definitely something to keep tabs on.
There's no question about it, and it's always amazing to me. I'm always blown away by athletes that try to sort of circumvent the rules. And look, we don't know if this has happened. He's been taken into custody, but he will get his day in court, or certainly he will have his own defense, so we're not, you know, accusing him of doing anything. The FBI is, but he hasn't been convicted of anything. But I will say, for the people that have been convicted or the people that have been proven to do this, like, you just don't get away with it. Like, you just can't. These programs now, these algorithms are so sophisticated. They go in specifically. There are companies that do nothing but monitor action like this. So while you think you might have a plan, or, oh, it's just a couple points, or, oh, you know, maybe I'll try to game the system by missing a shot, whatever it is, it's just the programs and the methods are so sophisticated to prevent this from happening that you're gonna get busted.
And selfishly, I'm thinking, the player props, I feel like, are the biggest problem,
yes.
right? Aren't there the ones that are probably the easiest to manipulate? And, like, that's my favorite thing to bet on. So I know this is people's livelihoods, but I'm like, yeah. but can I still bet on player props? Because there is a reason, like, here in Tennessee, you can't even bet on college player props for this reason.
Yeah.
And, like, I get it. Like, college players might be more susceptible to, like, some of these money bribes or whatever. But I don't know. Like, player props seem to be, like, the biggest issue.
Well, those are the ones that are just the easiest to all it takes. And here's the thing. You know, because some of these numbers are so small, and that's why a lot of times we'll see some of the guys involved where it's they're not big names and they think they can just kind of slide under the radar. Do you know what I mean? Like, the prop could be 3.5 rebounds. Like, who's paying attention to that? Well, someone is. You know, you miss a rebound, or your point prop could be 4 points. You know what I mean? You miss one shot.
A free throw.
Yeah, it's a free throw. Mm-hmm. Who's going to pay attention to that? Yeah, someone's paying attention. But that's why, because all it takes is a single miss, you know, a single missed opportunity. It's always the under, too, right? It's never the over. It's always like the under. Like, I'll just, you know, I just won't play. Or you think I'm going to get a lot of minutes tonight? I'm not. I'm going to feign an injury. Or, look at that free throw, just a little bit off. And those are the ones that, you know, when you see things like this, those are normally, almost always what we see.
Yeah, but Jenks, you watch a lot of crime shows. I think the biggest part of this is, how do you prove intent? Like, if there is no paper trail, when somebody's just like, hey, I was just bad.
Yeah.
And, like, some of these guys have bad nights, you know, and sometimes somebody will jack up a terrible shot. Like, look at James Harden on some nights. You're like, some nights he looks like an all-star, and some nights he looks like he shouldn't even be starting at the YMCA. So it's one of those things that, how do you prove this if there is no paper trail?
Well, I think it's the, you know, there's no paper trail, but there is a ton of circumstantial evidence is what it comes down to, right? So when it comes to this particular case, in 46 minutes, there was a surge of bets totaling $13,759 on Rozier's points, rebounds, and assists. So for a guy who isn't some sort of superstar, to get that much action in such a short amount of time is really rare. You don't see it. So that was immediately flagged. So what happened in this game? What happened is, Rozier played 10 minutes and then left the game because he said he had a foot injury. So, sure, maybe he really did. But also, maybe the reason why this money came in is because someone knew he was going to leave early, and that was the intent. So, yeah, you can't prove it. It's not like there's a body you can find, but there's a ton of circumstantial evidence surrounding this case, which does not look good.
Right, but I think if you get a good lawyer, I mean, wouldn't they just harp on that? They would just say, hey, this is circumstantial. Like, we're not guilty until proven innocent. There's not enough evidence. And you're like, hey, what if he actually got hurt? How can you prove he didn't have a twinge in his knee? It just feels like it's one of those things that we will see. And, you know, conversely, I'm sure the U.S. government also has very good attorneys as well. But this is where you pony up and you use some of that money that you made in the NBA and get a good lawyer.
And the real key here, Chelsea, it's going to be the connection between Rozier and this professional sports bettor who made all of these bets, right? So they'll look at the data on his computer, phone, whatever it is. If they can find a link between the two, some sort of communication, I'm sure that's where the real guilt lies, if indeed he is guilty, right? Like, if these two things happen in a vacuum, okay, it's not probable, but it's possible. But if they make a connection between these two things, then you'll see the intent, which will be, yeah, I'm placing this bet because I know you're going to leave early with a quote-unquote foot injury. So I think that is the real link that will possibly be revealed by the FBI. Again, Rozier, guilty, not innocent until proven guilty, but when the FBI steps in, that's clearly a bad sign. This is not just some sort of residual investigation by the NBA. These are the feds walking in.
Oh, absolutely. So we'll see what lawyer he gets. but my point being is that it doesn't matter if he did it. if they can't prove it, that is the thing. Because, like, right. you look at some of these cases, and people who have looked so guilty have walked away clean. We've seen it before. So I'm just saying, if you get a good lawyer.
I mean, see. You never know. And that's why we like the Vikings, I think, tonight. +3.5. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I think that's, you know, the bigger story here. But before we go to break, because I know we started talking Vikings and Chargers, but this is breaking news, which is worthy of talking about. Do you have a play you want to throw out quickly? Because I know you love your props.
Yeah, I love player props. That's why this is, like, important to me.
I know, right?
All right, so prop of the night. I think I'm going to go with either Keenan Allen or Ladd McConkey over their receiving props because you got to play somebody in the receiving game for the Chargers because you look at Justin Herbert's passing prop, and it's, what, 273? So the books are counting on Justin Herbert to throw the ball in this one. So, like, those yards have to come from somewhere. And if you look at Keenan Allen, he's coming off, like, a career game, had 14 targets that last time around, over 100 yards receiving. And, you know, this defense of the Vikings has given up a ton of yards. They just gave up 183 to Devonta Smith.
And you get one in. Well done. Coming up next, back to the college game we go and how we're feeling about some of the top 25 matchups on Saturday. We're going to chat with Ryan McIntyre from the College Experience Podcast next. It is a Daily Tip on a Bet MGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe I'll marry her. Just entertaining myself over here. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm Jinx. It's Chelsea. Wasn't your wedding really small? You've been married for how long now? 30 years? Been a while.
I think it's 11 years. I probably need to double check on that.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, one of these days, maybe I'll change my last name. I was thinking about it, like, when we first got married, and then I was like, I don't really want to go to the DMV. So people are like, are you taking a feminist stand? And you're like, no, I'm just kind of lazy. So I am still Chelsea Messenger. Maybe in, like, year 15, I'll be Chelsea Buchanan. Who knows? But I'm not taking a stand. I don't want to have to get a new license and, like, change everything. That feels very unfair. Because, like, think of all the things you would have to change if your last name changes. Like, your credit card, your bills. So, like, that's not a reward. Like, that feels very unfair. So, I ain't doing it.
Nah, I don't blame you. Catherine was asking me, because I don't think she's going to change her last name. She would if I asked her. But I'm like, she's like, do you really? But she has, I mean, her name's Catherine Howard. And Catherine Howard is such a cool name because of the historical connotations, right? Former Queen of England and wife of Henry VIII. So it's such a cool name. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so that's why when we go to Renfest, she loses her mind when she sees the guy dressed as Henry VIII walking around. She's like, I'm Catherine Howard. My name is actually Catherine Howard. She gets a picture. She's like, loses her mind, and she loves that kind of stuff. So I'm like, I am not going to make you. If you want to, sure, but you love your last name. It sounds great. You love it. Why change it? So she's not going to change it, and I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah, and that's how it should be. Like, if if she wants to, that's great. I don't know. I just feel like people make a huge deal about it. And again, like, I don't want to go to the DMV, so I ain't gonna.
Here's another great name. Ryan McIntyre. That just rolls off the tongue, baby. You know him. Host of the College Experience Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network as well. Ryan, good morning to you, man. I don't even know where to start. Let me ask this, because we were talking about this early in the show. Heisman futures, do you have one? Is there value on anyone right now? Or are you like, dude, I don't care. Let's talk about the SWAC.
No, it's not called June yet, but 10 days away. I know we were talking pre-show, but yeah. Hey, I like the morning tunes, by the way, leading into the segment.
Yeah.
But, I think there's a guy in Nashville, Tennessee. I think it's Diego Pavia, man. I still think he's undervalued, and this is such a narrative-based award, so you kind of need that sexy name and sexy story. Pavia's story coming from New Mexico State Institution, Military Academy, and then going over to New Mexico State. I think he's really taken the college football world by storm, and I still think people are sleeping on Vanderbilt just because even Nick Saban admitted last weekend, I can't get in my head that Vanderbilt is actually an SEC contender and a playoff contender.
Crazy.
Yeah, and that feels unfair to me. Like, I know college football is such an establishment where, pedigree matters, and we start the season with, like, preseason favorite to win it all, and, like, the ranking is, it's like, you are innocent until proven guilty. Like, Texas and Penn State had to be bad to be kicked out of the ratings. Like, and that feels unfair to me for some of these teams like Indiana and Vanderbilt. But let me ask you, because I feel like you are very good at picking out teams who are underrated, who are in different conferences, because we have, like, writers on the show that come on and talk about the Blue Bloods, but I feel like you're very good at watching all of the teams and picking out, like, some of these smaller schools. So let me ask you, what is the team in college football that is the most underrated this year?
I'm going to stay with the same team. Although they are in the SEC, I really think it's Vanderbilt. And I was more impressed with how Vanderbilt went to Alabama and kind of held their own in a game where I thought maybe Alabama would have their way in the trenches, and I didn't think they did. I thought that they were able to blow it open late. I just think Vanderbilt at the line of scrimmage is really, really good, and they're such a unique style of play. And if they get in that playoff, I think that they're going to get fits to whoever it is. And what they were able to do to LSU last week, and what they were able to do at South Carolina, at Virginia Tech, when you win road games by multiple scores in hostile environments, that's when you start getting my attention. So I know that they're in the SEC, but they're still treated like a mid-major for whatever reason, just because of their name. I think Vanderbilt is still the most underrated team in the country.
Ryan, I'm going to ask this question to everyone because I still can't get over it, and I know as a college hoops person, you'll appreciate this. Can Indiana, the Hoosiers football team, like, can they really win the national title? Here they are, third favorite, 9-1.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was just about to say, please sign me up for an Indiana Vanderbilt national championship to really just turn college football right on its head.
Right.
When you go to Autzen at Oregon and win the way that they did, control the line of scrimmage, that's a statement win. And on top of that, they went to Kinnick at Iowa, where a team that has picked off so many top 10 teams over the years, that's when you know a team's for real, when they can win on the road. Mendoza's the real deal. I know he's skyrocketing on draft boards. Speaking of Heisman, he's the front runner right now, I believe. And then Cignetti is as good a coach in college football as they get. So it's funny because he brought over a bunch of his James Madison guys. I think we don't realize how good the Sun Belt is year in and year out, and they're proving it by bringing his guys over to the Big Ten and really taking college football by storm, because they're 17-2 in the last 2 years.
Yeah. All right. So let's get some bets on the card, because I know you be betting. I see some of the bets that you put on the card, and some of these games, I didn't even know the teams had football teams. But what's the bet of the week for you?
I'll go with the unranked team laying points against a ranked team. You got BYU coming in here 7-0. They just stormed the field. Rivalry win over Utah. Freshman quarterback in the road. Then you get Matt Campbell on the other side coming off a bye week. Iowa State was super banged up going into the bye week. They're getting healthier on the defensive side, and Rocco Becht as well had a concussion, and he's going to be healthy, ready to go. I'm going to lay the points in Ames, Iowa, with Iowa State against number 11, BYU. I believe they're laying 2.5 right now.
We're talking with Ryan McIntyre, and you can check him out all over the place on the College Experience Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network as well. So we talked about teams that are underrated. Which teams in college football, and I do want to ask you about a couple of specific games, but which team do you think is most overrated right now that you don't really like compared to maybe the general public?
I still think it's Texas. I couldn't believe that they won the game. Yeah, I know you're a Texas grad, Mike.
You're right, though. You're right.
I mean, Arch has just been so underwhelming. I don't know what they're going to do in the offseason with him, if they're going to part ways, go a different direction. That's going to be a fascinating topic because, I mean, Arch was the Heisman frontrunner coming into this year. But they got absolutely outgained by dominated the line of scrimmage, but were able to steal that game. I just think that they have not really looked the part or passed the eye test the entire year. They just have the Texas name brand, and they were preseason in the top two or three.
All right, so we know you're big on Vandy. They've got a big game this week. College Game Day is going to be here in Nashville. Vandy, 2.5-point home favorites against Mizzou. So this line is tight, so odds makers are certainly giving Missouri a chance in this one. But does Vanderbilt have the edge?
I do. I think they do. I think that they'll control the line of scrimmage just like they did against LSU. It's hard to believe that Missouri's first road game on October 18th was last weekend, which is just crazy with these schedules. But back-to-back road spot, they won a chaotic game at Auburn. I like the spot for Vanderbilt getting back-to-back home games versus Missouri back-to-back road. I think they control the line of scrimmage, and they get revenge from last year where Missouri beat them on a walk-off field goal in Columbia.
So since we were talking about Texas and how bad they are, should I grab 7.5 with Mississippi State? Because I was looking at that. I was like, how in the world is Texas laying 7.5 going to Starkville? I'd be all over the dogs here.
See, I'm the king of this where I trash a team all week and then I'll swing in and I'll hop. Okay. I actually laid it with Texas here. I think what? I think they can contain Mississippi State's offense with the high tempo under Jeff Lebby and company. One thing about Texas, they are good. They are good on the defensive line,
yeah,
in the trenches on the defensive side. So I think they can bottle them up just like Texas A&M did. I think it's a good matchup for Texas this week. I just think Texas is overrated in the grand scheme of things.
Well, they were one of the teams that was expected to win a national championship this year. Elsewhere in Texas, Texas Tech is coming off a loss to Arizona State, but I feel like they're a very interesting team. If you believe line play matters, they still have one of the best offensive and defensive lines in the country. Are you out on Texas Tech now, or do you still think that the Red Raiders could have a chance to get in the college football playoff?
I think -110 or +100 to win the Big 12 right now. I think they are the best team. The only thing going against them is the Big 12 is so wacky year in and year out, and upsets happen. We just saw them get picked off in Tempe. I think, honestly, they're worth a stab at 30-1 to win the national championship. I think they're good enough on both sides of the ball in a year where it's going to be wide open. They just need some consistent quarterback play. Baron Morton's banged up once again in Lubbock. But I think from a trenches standpoint, with how much they invested in that roster, I think Texas Tech is good enough to win the national championship.
Yeah, man, I agree with you. And I cannot stand, absolutely cannot stand Texas Tech, as you know. But they, you know, it just goes to show that if you spend the money in the portal and they have, what, Cody Campbell, yeah, and all that oil money, I mean, that defensive line is stellar and they're unbelievable. So I'll just throw it out there. In the ether, what's a game that you're really on this week? It doesn't have to be a top 25 matchup, just one that you really like.
Yeah, you guys mentioned I like the sicko games where it's going to hurt your stomach to take. I'm going to take Brian Kelly and his family down there in Baton Rouge in the foxhole. Everybody's out on Brian Kelly this week. Hey, they're catching a short number against undefeated Texas A&M, the other team that has spent a ton of money in the trenches with the oil money. A&M coming in, back-to-back road spot. They were fortunate to get out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. They also have they're in the middle of a three-game road trip here. So I think they're going to get tripped up. Death Valley at night, we've seen it year after year. Give me LSU to knock off Texas A&M and hand them their first loss there in Baton Rouge.
All right, so we have a few minutes left, and we talked about college hoops a bit before we came on here. We know you are a college hoops guy. You gave us some great plays in March Madness last year. So who's on your radar this year? Maybe not a team that like has the best odds to win it all, but a team that's going to be fascinating to watch that maybe people should be watching out for.
I'll go to the Big 12. I'll go to BYU. It's not every year that you see a team beat out every single blue blood for the number one player in the country, but BYU has invested a ton of money into their program. And they also went out in the portal and added different guys and have a bunch of returning production from that Sweet 16 team. So I'm interested to see how they are with expectations, because they have a little bit of a target on their back with a $15 million roster at BYU. But just from a fascinating standpoint, must watch TV, I got the BYU Cougars as the team I really want to watch.
Ooh. What is your favorite small conference to follow? Not necessarily bet on, but, you know, obviously not the big ones, but one conference where you think this is fascinating, these teams are super competitive, and maybe it's not on the public's radar, but you can't wait to see the season.
I will go with Historic League, and I think they're the second or third conference champion every year. It's definitely the Missouri Valley. Okay. It's a bus league, and they're all basketball towns. They some of them do have FCS football teams, but primarily they are a basketball league, and they take a lot of pride, and there's great home court advantages, and we've seen the teams pull upsets in March before, whether it's Belmont, Murray State, Drake, Bradley, and you can go down the list. So the Missouri Valley is always a league I love watching night after night in college hoops.
Well, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for tonight, and I'm ready for college football this weekend. That is our guy, Ryan McIntyre. Check him out as host of the College Experience podcast. Also, follow him on X at @Moneyline_Mac. Ryan, always great picking your brain when it comes to anything sports betting related. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it, guys.
You bet. Chelsea, are you excited for college hoops? You bet a lot of small conference basketball. You don't fool me. I've seen you do it.
Well, he said the NBC, and I need to double check this, but I'm pretty sure that's where Belmont plays. You know, I bet a ton on Belmont because they're here in Nashville, and because like we see them on the local news. So like, it's I think easier to follow the local teams when you can like read about them in the newspaper. So I'll be betting on college hoops. I think it'll take me a while to get my feet wet though, just because I think college basketball, it takes a while for teams to kind of set the rotations. And plus, when you get to like the higher ranks, when you have all these like superstar freshmen, it's really difficult to project like those first couple of seasons. So it's not something that I feel super confident the first week of the season, but I will be watching.
Also, some quick breaking news again. Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups has been arrested by the FBI for alleged illegal gambling. This is from Shams Charania at ESPN. So half an hour ago, we saw Terry Rozier from the Heat get arrested this morning at his hotel room. And now Portland head coach Chauncey Billups arrested by the FBI. They're having a press conference later on this morning at 10 a.m. This just broke. Unbelievable. Coming up next, Donkster, best bets. Stay with us on a Thursday here on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back on a Thursday. Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Thursday night football tonight. Game one of the World Series tomorrow. And athletes being arrested across the country. What a wild 35, 40 minutes. So at the top of the hour, Heat guard Terry Rozier arrested at his hotel room and charged with illegal gambling by the FBI. And now Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups has been arrested by the FBI for illegal gambling as well. This according to ESPN. So whatever is going on, this sounds like some sort of sting operation. And again, the FBI and the Eastern District Attorney of New York, they are going to hold a press conference later on today at 10 a.m., and we will get more details. But, man, this is massive news that now we're having a player, and even more disturbing, a head coach arrested for illegal gambling.
Right, and these aren't nobodies. Like, it right. feels like the NBA had such good momentum with, like, the NBA on NBC and then inside the NBA last night. And we had some great games on the opening night of NBA. And now you see these arrests and you have to feel like Adam Silver has to be like panicking right now, because this is, I don't want to say it's like the worst thing that could happen to your league, but it is certainly a black eye if some of these guys are convicted of what they are accused of, just because it threatens the integrity of the league. It threatens all of these like sportsbook partnerships that have been pushed upon like every sports league. So it's one of those big problems that Adam Silver is certainly having to deal with.
Yeah, whatever comes up here, Adam Silver is going to have to step in. A lot of this won't be his choice, because the FBI is clearly making moves now and going around making arrests, and we may not be done. This is two in the past 40 minutes, so we could possibly see more. Maybe we won't. But something is going down. There's no question about it. But Adam Silver will have to go in immediately and do something to be proactive here and to show that this is not acceptable, that anyone that even thinks about doing this will be punished, and punished severely. Because you know how it is, particularly now in 2025, when sports wagering is such a huge part of the landscape, and we hear about athletes getting requests on Venmo or being yelled at games because guys aren't hitting their bets or their props, whatever it is. Like, this is kind of an issue with interaction anyway, and so people naturally question the integrity of the game, which is not necessarily fair, but it does happen. So you cannot have any sort of perception of impropriety here. So Silver's got to step in. He's got to do something quick.
Well, and especially, it would be one thing if it was one player, if it was just Jonte Porter, you know, and they're like, okay, it's an isolated incident.
Right.
But when it starts spreading and it feels like it is a trend, that's when it's a real problem. And that's when it's a league-wide problem, as opposed to saying, hey, that guy's just a bad apple.
Yes. So hopefully this is where it ends.
I'm definitely not rooting for other coaches or players to be arrested, and hopefully this is somewhat isolated, because the last thing you want is, in a couple hours, we're talking about multiple people. Right now, it's just two, Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups. I don't know if there's a connection between the two. The only connection right now is that both have been arrested by the FBI for illicit gambling. On the same day where we're talking about, at the beginning of the show, hey, if you're a college kid, you can gamble on pro sports. You know, that's sort of the slippery slope, you know what I mean? Where I'm not saying these kids are doing that. I'm just saying that this is exactly why you have to be careful about what you allow and what you don't, because the temptation is there, even for people who should know better.
And especially for player props, because they feel like they are so easily manipulated. But I was just looking. Like, it's crazy to me about Chauncey Billups, because, like, the Blazers play tomorrow. So, like, is he going to be back for that? Like, what is the game plan in between? Like, you just started a season. So, I don't know. There is a lot of moving parts to this, but it will be very interesting to follow.
It certainly will. Hopefully that is it. I mean, a player is bad enough, but it's even worse when you're a coach. You know what I mean? Because you have so much more power to influence the game. Like, that's the real shoe dropping here, is a player, okay, we hear that from time to time, but a head coach in a pro sports league being arrested of this is massive.
Please correct me if I'm wrong, because this is just off the top of my head, but wasn't that like what Pete Rose was doing? Was he on the coaching staff? And it's like, especially in basketball, it's like, if you are choosing to not play a certain player, and you're like, hey, let's take the under on his player prop, that is a very clear connection.
Right. Guess what? You're sitting today. Or, you know what? We're taking you out after your first at bat. It's like, you know, the prop's like 1.5 hits. You bet the over, or you hit the under if you're the manager. You know what I mean? Those are so easy to manipulate. So maybe there's nothing there, but when the FBI is involved, never, ever good. What is good, or at least what has been this week, are your bets. So let's see where we're going tonight.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea, give us another winner.
Let's go. So tonight I am not betting on the NBA. I feel like there's a joke somewhere there, unlike some of the players, allegedly. But I'm going to go to the NFL in Thursday Night Football. I'm going to go with Chargers receiver Ladd McConkey over 55.5 receiving yards for -114. So you look at the matchup on the surface and you say, okay, the Vikings have been pretty good against wide receivers on the whole. But over the last few games, they have given up some huge numbers to opposing wide receivers. Just last game, Devonta Smith of the Eagles had 183 receiving yards. DK Metcalf of the Steelers had 126. Even if you look at that game against the Browns, there was a receiver, or a tight end, I should say, that had 67. David Njoku had 67 receiving yards when the Browns played the Vikings. So if you look at the other context clues we get from this game, Justin Herbert's passing yardage prop is 254.5. So the books think that Justin Herbert is going to have to sling it tonight. And I feel like he is going to depend on the target share king of Ladd McConkey in this one. Over the last two games, Ladd McConkey has gotten 24 targets, had 15 against the Colts last week, had 9 against the Dolphins, had 67 yards last game, and 100 in that game against the Dolphins. So I feel like it's going to be a big Ladd McConkey night. And usually he'll have like one big long reception. Like in that Dolphins game, he had a 42-yard catch. So I am banking on him having at least one of those. And I'm hoping that this is one of those props we get by halftime. A girl can dream, right? So I'm going to go Ladd McConkey over his receiving prop of 55.5 yards for -114.
All right. I need baseball to come back so I can win something. Yeah, I do. Vikings +3.5 at the Chargers. Not my favorite bet. Why? Because of Carson Wentz. How do we feel about Carson Wentz leading a football team? Well, I don't feel great about it, but I do feel good about Wentz against this Chargers defense. Early on in the season, the Chargers looked so good, like as a team. They look complete, and they will be better on offense tonight. It looks like Joe Alt, their stud defensive tackle, or offensive tackle, I should say, is going to play. That will help LA and give some protection to Justin Herbert. But I don't think it's going to matter against the Vikings because they're getting that half point. And over the past 3 weeks, the Chargers' defense has been really bad. They've given up at least 27 points in the last three games. They've become one of the worst rushing defenses in the National Football League. So if I'm the Vikings, what am I going to do? I'll use Carson Wentz when I need to, but I want to hand it off to Jordan Mason. I also like his anytime touchdown prop. That's around plus 115. He's gotten in the end zone three times in the last four games. I think he could do that tonight. They're not going to have problems in the red zone like they did last week against the Eagles. But I'm going to grab the Vikings here based on what we've seen from the LA defense, which has regressed over the past month. Let's go Minnesota plus 3.5.
Ah, going with the side here. And I keep seeing like more details of this NBA case. So apparently Chauncey Billups is allegedly in an illegal poker arrest. So I guess this is not with the NBA, like not with like betting on the NBA. So I guess that's a good thing. How are you doing illegal poker? Like, isn't this legal in most places? Like, that's my first question is like, what is this? Like an underground poker ring that you see in like the movies?
Yes, because there is a distinction there. And I remember I was reading about this or actually looked it up because I was curious myself. I'm like, how is this illegal? But if you create a system or a group that is large enough where there is money being exchanged or enough money being exchanged and enough people involved, then it becomes an enterprise and it becomes illegal because you can't just start a gambling operation, right? It has to be legalized. So if it's big enough and there's enough money there, then yeah, you can get involved in that. Why did I read about it? Because I wanted to start one. And I was like, I guess I can't.
Maybe your next career, James. I know. But wasn't there a Will Ferrell movie about this? The House? I don't think I got all the way through it because I don't think it was that great. But it was like Will Ferrell and I think maybe it was Amy Poehler. And they started like a gambling thing in their basement with like craps and roulette. And honestly, that sounds awesome. I would love to be invited to that.
Me too. Well, I guess we got to check with the Donkster real quick before we get out of here. Let's see what he's up to. Donkster, get in here.
Charles Barkley isn't the only one who's lost weight.
Well, you look the same to me.
I've lost 5 ounces. Does anyone want to know my secret? I eat two Doritos Locos Tacos a day, one Baja Blast, and then I have a cup of love butter.
I don't even know what that is. I don't want to know. Do you have a bet?
Packers, plus 7.5, hosting the Thunder.
Well, there you go. Good job. It's Pacers. Well, come up next on Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P., Matt Fortuna at 10, Paul Charchian at 11, Chuck Esposito at 11:20. There you go, Chelsea. Right into Bet Sweats after this.
Chuck Esposito, who is that? I feel like I've heard that name before.
Are you thinking of Phil Esposito?
There is a coach, I think, of NC State baseball that was like Esposito or something. I don't know. That's what I will be Googling after the show.
I will be looking at ways to circumvent the law when it comes to an illegal poker ring. I'm going to find a way. Why not? That's going to do it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Always appreciate your time. For Chelsea Messenger, I'm Michael Jenkins. Good luck on your bets and have a great Thursday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling
telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.